From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Lunge.
Wangle, wangle, wangle. Hi there, I am Paul.
I am Storm.
And we are going to talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. Normally I'd say the date here, but frankly I don't remember what
it is. Monday, February 23rd, and this is show 029. See, I got your back.
No, thank you, man. 2009, I remembered that part.
I mean, so that's like a third of it.
That's about as good as sharp as I'm getting today. I'm just gonna say right now, even before we cover old business, I'm really off.
Well, that's not fair because so am I.
Well, that's all right because we're show people, you know,
and yeah,
we smile when we're low. So
we're troopers.
Yeah. So here we
go. T-R-O-U-P-E-R-S or Z.
Go ahead and put an extra E on there, camper. Just, you know,
anywhere.
Yeah.
T-R-E-O-U.
The flexible E day. That's what
gotcha.
Today is. Okay.
Hit us with the big board.
Yes. We are at 132 minions in the Paul and Storm Brigade of Minions.
Hello, minions.
Hello. 64% server fund, getting perilously close to finishing that
it's
off.
Downright perilous.
And Whedon Watch and McCartney Watch, no progress in gaining their attention.
Bupkis.
Poochie Corner, in which we discuss people who are discussing us. Nothing really of note. I mean, people are talking about us. Our ears are burning and all that. But nothing
no, sure.
acute. So that's pretty much the big board onto the fresh.
Yeah.
Onto the fresh.
Well, here, let's... I have decided...
Sure.
Unilaterally.
All right.
Let us discuss, because I'm wondering if you're feeling the same feeling that I am, and I think you probably are, at least to an extent, discussing the fact that we're off and kind of
Money.
Weird. And yeah. I was downright grumpy today.
And me too. Me too.
And I think we've had this discussion in the past, but I don't believe we've had it on the airwaves, so to speak.
Yep.
For me, I think a lot of the reason, beyond the fact that I just plain old didn't sleep great last night.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that is a little bit of fame withdrawal, for
yeah.
lack of a better word.
Yes, that's sort of it ties in with the whole Poochie thing. You know, we live off of that feedback. But
yeah.
And it's funny, though, because we just came off of two really great performances.
Yeah.
At two really great venues and had a trip before that and have a really awesome one in front of us. But I do feel the same thing.
Well, we've talked about this numerous times, how, and again, this is not to be taken as us complaining how difficult our lives are.
Because they're not.
Because they absolutely are not. Just to get that out of the way. But,
well,
not
for these reasons. You know.
When you have... You know, really great shows, like we, or, you know, really great responses to shows and you know, great crowds, which they were both at the Birchmere and the Ram's Head
yep.
this weekend. Thank you, everyone. But when you do that, it becomes, you know, an addictive feeling. It's absolutely an adrenaline rush, just like just about any other drug or
the runner's you know, high, I think is
yeah,
a very
runner's
good
high,
analogy.
Roller coaster,
yeah,
adrenaline junkie thing. It was, you know, we're bungee jumping into adulation, if you will.
Well, you had that planned, that phrase, didn't you?
I didn't. I actually just totally came up with that.
Well, good.
When I said the word adrenaline about a minute ago, I just, my little brain ticked away. And I strangely, I was picturing us bungee jumping laterally since we're sort of going out over the audience.
Yeah. And we do that at our shows. If
yeah, we do.
Seen the live show, that is one, that's enough of a reason to come see it.
But nonetheless, you get used to it. And I have found that about... 18 to 24 hours after the last show of any given successful tour like that, you come down off the high, you crash a bit. I know I did.
Yeah, I'm buffered from it a little because I have, you know, stuff that I do at the day during the daytime when we come mm-hmm. home, so it helps a little bit.
That's true.
But it's still the same thing. You go from being, you know, having 500 people like singing along and just more or less telling you you're great, and then mm-hmm. there you are, you know, mowing the lawn.
Yep.
Which is really strange because it's the middle of winter.
Yeah, it's February and your lawn is dead. But
right, and you're asking, why isn't anybody cheering for me as I mow my dead lawn?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm with you there.
Sure. So so there's that. And again, you know, it's we by no means do we say this is, you know, the one of the crushing price of soul deadening fame. We know we've got it good, but we pride ourselves on our forthrightness and honesty. Everybody likes that peek behind the curtain, and that's what's behind the curtain right now is two grumpy, tired guys.
And you know, I sort of feel liberated by it. I don't feel like we have to be witty every second. I mean, I do because, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's. Because
you are.
I am. So. but I did make some kind of rough notes, a few Jeopardy-style categories.
Okie doke.
Lose the gonads.
Okay.
Lay off the cheesecake, fatty. All my boners. It's not what you think. Not what you think. It's what I want you to think, but it's not.
Right.
Batmobile lost a wheel and Joker got away. And then wild cards, which you can just, Paul, just lay them down on the table whenever you want. They're just quick little things. So.
Okay. Well, I have the feeling.
Or nothing.
I have the feeling that the Joker Got Away one is about the Oscars, and I don't feel like talking about the Oscars.
It's not. It's not.
It's not?
About
okay.
Oscars.
Well, nonetheless, let us first talk about Lose the Gonads.
Good, because I have no interest in the Oscars.
Good.
Lose the Gonads. This is really just a quickie. Tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm sorry, I don't know the date.
February 24th.
Thank you. Is Spay Day. It is Spay Day. This is not a thought-provoking or interesting thing. I've tried to think of a way to make this interesting. I did. I sat there for 45 minutes, half-watching 24, which keeps jumping back and forth over the shark, by the way.
Yeah.
So trying to think of a way to make it clever to talk about Spay Day, but there's just nothing very, I don't know.
It's just a day of awareness to spay your female animals, right?
Well, that's the thing, is it should be Spay and Neuter Day, but mm-hmm. if it doesn't rhyme, then you start thinking about, you know, all
right.
of the pet organs, you know?
Yeah.
It's, oh, Spay Day, that's cute. Not, you know, we're removing your dog's testicles, ma'am. You know, it's much more grave if you really get into the details.
Yeah.
So that's all. That was all that was.
Okay, well, there you go. Spay and neuter your pets, just like Bob Barker always told you to do.
Yeah, he did. And I think that's part of Drew Carey's thing.
Yes.
He's required to say that.
I believe that is the case.
Like every day, whether he's doing the show or
whether he's on the show or not, right.
Like he wakes up, it's almost like, you know, five times a day he has to, you know, he doesn't turn to Mecca to pray, but mm-hmm. at prescribed times he has to say to whoever is near him, you know, spay your pet.
Right. Let's go to a new one. Batmobile lost a wheel and a Joker got away.
Okay. I may have discussed this with you, Paul. I may have even talked about this on the podcast. I'm not certain.
Mm-hmm.
So folks tell me and berate me if I did.
Of course, it'll be too late if they tell you, but...
I know. They can't stop me now. But it'll go in a different direction, even if we
okay.
did talk about it before. You know all those songs and games and things that you played when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they come from?
Oh, you know, I've thought this too. You know, somebody wrote every song, you know, the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote that.
Now, was it something that some, you know, educator or adult wrote specifically for kids? Or was it like, this is kind of what I kind of imagine and wish that it was? Is that it was like the young Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens, that mm-hmm. even at that age, he was a tremendous wit. And he, what he created and produced was just scaled for who was around him. Now, obviously, he didn't write, you know, the Jingle Bells featuring Batman, or maybe he did.
No,
maybe
as a matter of fact, he did. He created the entire DC universe and then Batman within it, and then a parody of said same.
He really is a giant in American literature.
That's why they call him Old White Suit.
But I don't even remember Old White Suit. I don't remember a lot of the rhymes and games. It's like, you know, there's some magical pact that when you turn 12, you know, it slips from you and you get to do things like Dungeons and Dragons instead, you know.
Yeah.
But That's all I got there.
what a bundle of excitement we are. You know, I'm going to take that and slide into a topic semi-related that I've been thinking about this week.
Yep.
And it's another one you and I have had discussions about, but I don't believe we've podcasted. And that is the whole topic of early childhood sense memories. And by that, I mean, for example, I have some extremely specific multi-sensory memories from when I was very, very young. And they are, when I say multi-sensory, I mean they are triggered by smells and by sounds and by sights. This one I am thinking of in particular, I must have been maybe five.
Okay.
And it is of me at the pool, swimming pool, the Edison Club swimming pool that we used to go to outside of Schenectady, New York, when I was a wee lad. And it, you know, it was dead of summer, very hot. The smell of crinkle fries coming from the snack bar.
Yeah.
And the sound of listen to what the man said. Paul McCartney and Wings. That's with Wings, right? Or is that just plain old Paul McCartney?
No, that's Wings. That's Wings.
Specifically that song, that smell of sort of fries and
Now I'm not sure. I got to look it
chlorine.
Up. You talk. I'm going to look it up.
Okay. I'll continue to talk. But, you know, that fries chlorine mix, me being incredibly small, wearing swim trunks too large for me. And this, nothing particular happened. I just have this very vivid particular memory of sort of walking from the pool to the snack bar.
You know what? And you were five. It was from the Wings album, Venus and Mars.
There you go.
You know, the rock show thing. So yeah, good memory there, but go ahead.
So, you know, that's my question that I put out to you and to the peoples is what are your highly specific memories like that, if any, or am I just weird and have that little one neuron that fires extra strong or something?
I've actually retained a frightening amount of my memories from as early as some that I could trace to like 2 to 3 years old and all the way up. And I think I've blacked out junior high pretty much, or at least I've chosen to ignore it.
Yep. You've wiped that section of the disc?
Yeah, pretty much. I would say one of my earliest memories was from, I may have been 3 or 4, but I was still sleeping in a crib. And I remember waking up and having this, remember when you were a kid, you would have these vivid nightmares where sometimes you get it now even, where you wake up and you're not sure if, not necessarily nightmare, but you're not sure if you're dreaming and it takes you a couple of beats before you realize you're awake and conscious and in the world you think of as normal. But back then it was very acute and I saw a shadow on the wall. And, you know, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the scene with the plane that spins around and there's the Max Baer looking boxer guy.
Yes.
With the bald head.
Yep.
So that cliche villainous boxer looking dude.
Yep. Yep.
I could have sworn when I was however young that there was one of those menacing figures, the shadow of him on the wall, and he was gonna... I don't know. I don't even if when you're that young, if you even have a tangible sense of what's going to happen to you, you just know that it's dangerous.
Yeah, you just sensed fear and danger.
Then I peed myself.
Well, that was you did that every 8 minutes.
So now
like
I can't
clockwork.
Now I can't watch boxing or a movie about boxing like Million Dollar Baby. I peed my way the whole way through it.
You also can't see any old-timey artist sketches, like posters for fights with you know, handlebar mustached fighting men.
Okay, the last part wasn't true. I did pee at the time, but I can handle Rocky just fine and hold my bladder.
Okay, there's that. One more topic. Go ahead and just Storm's choice.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with one of the wild cards then.
Okay.
A gallon of onion juice. That's not a question. Would you drink it?
For what?
Well, first, just answer the basic question. This is going to unfold.
Oh, I got you.
Like
would I drink
Russian
it? Absolutely
doll.
Not.
Okay. What if I told you you either had to drink it or spend half an hour in a bathtub full of onion juice after receiving paper cuts all along your limbs?
Now, would I have to guzzle the whole thing of onion juice at once, or would I have a period of time to drink it?
No, you couldn't, like, have a thimble full every day for a year. No, you would have to pretty much drink it on the spot.
At least in one sitting, kind of thing.
Yeah, one sitting, you know, within five to 10 minutes.
Boy, my dog is going to town over there. There must be a deer outside or something.
You can't get out of the onion juice quandary. That
yeah, I know that didn't work, did it? I'm still stuck with the onion juice. I'm going to say I'll drink it.
Okay.
Because I'm not a fan of pain.
Well, but it's, you know, but you wonder, it's paper cuts. It's not like mortal pain.
Yeah, but I'm really not a fan of the annoying small pain, that the disproportionate pain, like a paper cut.
In that case, then the other alternative probably would not appeal to you either.
Mm-hmm.
Six squirts to the eyes from a squirt gun. Or
filled
either,
with onion juice?
Yeah, onion juice.
Yeah, I'd still try and drink it.
Okay, or the last one, which doesn't involve personal pain. I'm feeling, I guess, masochistic tonight or something. Or is it sadistic? I can never remember which is which. Or the final one, you have the choice. You can empty a wheelbarrow full of onions off of the Empire State Building.
So I could either drink a gallon of onion juice or probably kill several people?
Well, maybe. And that's up to you. Or I couldn't think of something that was less obvious. Like, there would be a chance that someone could at least get seriously hurt.
Gotcha.
What you gonna do?
Oh, I will probably, I'm going to say that I would drink the onion juice, although I'd probably drop the, you know what, even if there wasn't a choice, I would probably want to drop a wheelbarrow full of onions off of the Empire State Building.
Well, no doubt, but
that doesn't make me sound like a nice person, so I'm going to say I'll drink it.
Well, certainly if the street below were cleared and it was like Paul drops onions on the street day, then, you know, there's nothing wrong with just the joy of, well, I don't know how enjoyable it would be if you didn't have the satisfaction of seeing them hit the pavement.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
If a tree falls in the forest and all that.
Okay, I have one for you now.
Sure.
Since we're playing Would You Rather.
All right.
Would you rather never eat food again?
No.
Wait.
Does that
by
include
that, I
Jaffa
mean,
cakes?
By that I mean you would still, you know, be nourished, say with an instant IV or something,
right.
Like wouldn't be inconvenienced in any other way other than you would never eat food again.
Hmm.
But you could still drink liquids.
Okay, flavored
but not
liquids?
Pureed foods.
But I could have a Pepsi. I don't like
you could
Pepsi.
Have a Pepsi. You could have water. You could have Crystal Light. You could have any liquid that was always originally a liquid. Like you can't, you know, have a pizza flavored drink.
Or how about like a White Russian?
Maybe. We'll get back to that.
Okay.
But my point stands. You could either never eat food again.
Right.
Or never have sexual intercourse again.
Hmm. Well, the thing is, I don't know. It's like,
a toughie, isn't it?
It is, only in that...
Because we love food.
Yeah, seriously. The thing is... Different people age different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm projecting out into the far future when, you know, maybe I've had prostate issues and for whatever reason, intercourse just has no appeal whatsoever.
Right.
Then, you know, if you can't eat,
And what's left, right?
I mean, reading. Reading is kind of cool, right?
Reading and watching TV.
Right, but it's not a sensory thing. It doesn't grab onto the reptile part of your brain the same way.
Yep, yep.
Nothing's as reptilian as macaroni and cheese, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say I would have to give up sex.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, how about you?
Well, I would love to answer the question, but we're running out of time.
Oh, the 10-minute mark was 9 minutes.
10 minutes ago.
I think we're quite done here.
Yeah, I think we're done. The reason I avoided answering is because I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
But your point is well taken that, you know, after a certain point, you're not really going to need to have sex anymore, but you're always going to enjoy food.
Exactly.
At least until you, you know, can't chew anymore.
Plus, in the future, it'll be like Demolition Man, where you won't have to have sexual intercourse.
That's right. You just take a pill.
You put on the little headset and tune it in like rabbit ears. I'm banking on technology. That's why I can answer with that kind of confidence.
Sure. Sounds like a plan to me. So on that note, let's see. Where are we going to be? This Thursday, the 26th, we're at the Barrymore Theater in Madison, Wisconsin. On the 27th, we are at the History Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Excuse me, St. Paul, Minnesota. And on the 28th, we're going to be at Park West in Chicago, Illinois. Those three shows with Jonathan Colton. And then on Friday, March...
Let's leave that for later.
March 6th, we're going to be at the Ark in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, right. That's a
lots
wow.
of other good stuff coming up, including shows in Houston and Austin and... other places.
We promise we'll be all full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah, we apologize for the low-key nature of this show. But hey, what can I say? I've been sick.
Yeah, and I'm kind of getting sick. And we do believe in honesty in this process. So
that's right. We could have just blown off the show or prepared a good one. But no, we're giving you the real stuff.
Because I'm Storm.
And I am Paul.
And we've been talking about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. We'll leave the light on for you.
Go do things.
Chair. And from my porch front, I perfect my old man stare. It took me 80 years to drop my body here. My job in life is just to wait to disappear. It's the price of getting old. And it takes me half the day to find the damn remote control. I like the picture shows when movie stars could sing. I like the music before Elvis ruined everything. And our president's a fake. Yeah, I voted for him, so it's partly my mistake. Mistakes are why I started smoking. Mistakes like never having spoken. When she walked by, a classic beauty with a heart of solid gold. Ferocious lover, at least that's what I'm told. She took one look at me and I trembled in my shoes. Unsure of everything except that I'm supposed to lose. But she often asked about me. Raised 7 kids to a leather-necked attorney. I wouldn't say my heart is broken. Let's just say I should have spoken when she walked by. These feelings still come back at night and rudely interrupt me. They jump right in front of the TV, 'cause dreams will slowly die, but only if you're lucky. the neighbor's kids run rampant on my lawn. I bought a slingshot, but my aim is rarely on. They see me coming, and they run for their young lives. They say that I was just too mean to ever find a wife. They say my house is haunted. For once they're right, but it isn't what I wanted. Why should I tell them? The little bastards never listen. And my job in life is to be a man who's old and broken, and to scare them into making sure they've spoken. When she walks by, when she walks by,